Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. We have another wonderful show lined up for you tonight. Niall Hatch is my guest in studio, and we start with a piece of music. Cast your minds all the way back to 1977, and I want you to think, come on now, what was the Christmas number one that year?
Wall of Kintyre, home is strolling in from the sea. My desire is on.
Of course, it was Mull of Kintyre, but who was singing it? You can't mistake that voice for anybody else. Paul McCartney. Wings, it was their biggest hit. Anyway, what's it got to do with tonight's programme? Well, if you stay tuned and listen carefully, you'll find out. Is that not right, Niall Hatch? And you're just back from Rathlin Island.
That's right, yeah. So not as far flung as some of the places that I've been, but one of the nicest places I've been in a long time.
I've never been.
I'd certainly recommend it to anybody. It's lovely. It's Northern Ireland's only inhabited island. It's off the northern coast of County Antrim, and it's within sight of the Scottish island of Islay, and of course the Mull of Kintyre just across there. Beautiful part of the world, and wonderful for wildlife and nature. It's home to the RSPB Westlight Seabird Centre, which is absolutely fantastic, a great place. But also there's been lots of work there for the conservation of birds. It's a particularly very special bird that many of the listeners of the programme will know, the corncrake. There are six pairs of them, I believe, on the island now at the moment, which is quite phenomenal given that it was extinct there not so long ago.
You made a recording yourself. Shall we have a listen, Niall?
Let's do that.
So there's Niall's corncrake from Rathlin Island. So how did they bring it back?
It was about habitat management, and one of my colleagues, Anita Donaghy, who currently works in Birdwatch Ireland, she used to work with RSPB Northern Ireland. I know she was instrumental in that, along with other people from RSPB Northern Ireland. Excellent work there about creating the habitat that they want. Now, where that corncrake was singing from there, it told me exactly why it was so good, because it was in a wonderful clump of very dense nettles just at the edge of a field. It was along a lovely walking trail, not too far from a public road, but there's very little by way of traffic on Rathlin Island, so that's not a problem for it. That bird was singing in the late morning. They're more famous for singing through the night, but they will sing in the daytime as well. And it was doing bursts of that song maybe every 5 minutes. It would sing for maybe 20 seconds or so, and then it would stop for 5-10 minutes and then start up again. As you may hear in the recording there, it was pouring rain at the time. It was pretty torrential rain that had put the corncrake off. And the amazing thing was, it was only about 5 metres from me. I could see precisely where it must be, but impossible to see it. It tucked away right there in those nettles with some yellow flag iris around them too.
They're perfectly camouflaged, aren't they?
Perfectly camouflaged. And one of the questions sometimes people ask me, do they not get stung by the nettles? Why do they want to be in nettles? No, they don't, because they're covered in feathers. And the bits of their bodies that aren't covered by feathers, such as their legs and their beaks, well, they're covered in keratin. So they have scales in their legs, very like reptilian scales. And their beaks are hard and don't have any nerve endings, and so they don't trigger the sting.
Like our fingernails.
Like our fingernails, exactly. So you wouldn't get stung on your fingernail or indeed your hair. And it's exactly the way it is for the corncrakes. But it's not the same for the predators that might go after them. So if you're a fox, you might go in there, you might have fur, but you also have a very sensitive nose that you can't cover. So you're not going to go nosing around in the nettle bed. And that's why it's so successful for corncrakes. That's what they need. They nest on the ground. They need that cover for themselves and their chicks where they're safe from predators.
And there's no farming where the corncrake are there, I take it?
Not in that particular part, no. I know they do work in conjunction with other landowners in other areas where there are commercial fields, where they have special mowing measures, regimes and so on. Where I heard that one was actually next to an RSPB trail where they have it managed specially for the corncrake. So there's no actually cultivation in that field.
And now, if people were watching BBC Springwatch last week, they would have seen Rathlin Island feature.
Yes, that's right, absolutely. Yola Williams was out there as part of Springwatch, bringing great attention to it. And the work the RSPB do there, it's really very, very good. The Seabird Centre, it's one of the most important seabird colonies in these islands. It's the biggest one in Northern Ireland, and it's full of lots of fulmars and kittiwakes and razorbills and guillemots, but the one everyone wants to see there is the puffin, and there are lots of puffins there, very easy to see without causing any disturbance. That's sometimes an issue at seabird colonies, particularly here in the Republic of Ireland, I have to say. Sometimes they can become overcrowded with people who aren't aware, perhaps they're disturbing the birds or they're desperate to get that perfect photograph, they get too close to the nest. That would be impossible on Rathlin because of these amazing viewing facilities at the old upside down lighthouse that they call it, the very western tip of the island, and there's a lovely platform there. I think it used to be used as a storage area for tanks and containers. They're no longer needed in the the modern day. So that's been given over now as a viewing platform where behind a sort of fenced off area on a concrete platform, very safe and secure, visitors can watch down on the cliffs at a safe distance, see the birds coming and going, but the birds aren't even aware.
Now, are you talking about day visitors or can you stay overnight?
Day visitors to the Seabird Centre, but you can definitely stay overnight. There's the various accommodation options there. There's a hotel, there's a hostel, there's glamping pods. That's where we stayed.
Okay.
I really liked it. Yeah, it was lovely.
And what about the nightlife, Niall? What about the nightlife?
Well, there's one pub. It's kind of quiet there at night, but it's full of things like seals and Manx shearwaters around there. So there's actually lots of these really nice, eerie, atmospheric sounds there at night. It's a really lovely place. I'd recommend it to anybody. You get the ferry across. There's many ferries each day from the port of Ballycastle on the Antrim coast.
How long does it take?
It takes about 35, 40
It's a nice
minutes.
Journey, I imagine.
Nice journey. And we had bottlenose dolphins jumping on the way out and everything in front of the boat. It's absolutely wonderful.
It sounds fantastic.